You hear me now?
Yes, but you keep cutting in and out.
Yes, Rabbi, you keep cutting out, though. You keep cutting out, though.
I feel bad now.
So I don't know what to do. I guess anybody have a phone I could use? Because this phone is obviously cutting in and out.
For now, right now it's good.
Good? Okay, it's good. You know, well, it's not good. No banging today. No banging. So there's a machlokes again. The Gemara had a machlokes here when a person uses the word gdailor ktana. Is he specific, clear, the oldest or the youngest? Or is he willing to use the term in a non-clear way? Three girls can be referred to as older, and three girls can be referred to as younger. That seems to be a machlokes in how people use words. Well, we have a machlokes, the same kind of machlokes, and there, Rabbi Yossi, use it are opposite, meaning Rabbi Yossi is saying people enter into doubt, use a word that's not clear, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, where is this machlokes? It's not. Hanoidah ala Pesach, asra chiagia. If somebody makes an edit that he won't use something till Pesach, it's asra till Pesach comes. Ad ha Pesach means till Pesach. Acheheya Pesach, till Pesach was. Yes, how does he translate Yehei? Was?
Ends.
Well, that's the halacha. Aser acheyetze. The word acheyehei means it already was. If he says it's also till Pesach was, that means till the end of Pesach. There's no machlokes in that. Ad means till the beginning. Acheyehei means to the end. What if he says at pnei Pesach until? How does he translate it?
Beginning.
No, we can't translate the beginning.
At pnei.
At pnei. Pnei means till.
The fake sound. Didn't say that.
See, it's not till the beginning. It could be till the beginning. It could be till before the end. Till before. In English, I can't think of a word. The Gemara is saying the pnei can be used two ways. You can say pnei means the beginning of the beginning, or you can say pnei means before the second day, or before the third day, or before the fourth day, depending if a person uses words in clarity or not. In clarity, at pnei would have to be before the beginning. And if you're not clear with words, at pnei can be before any day of Pesach. At Pesach means before the whole holiday. At Pnei is saying till before any part of, maybe means any part of Pesach. So therefore, it would be us until the last day, because that's still before the end of Pesach. Again, I can't think of an English word, yes?
No, the English translation was not similar to what you said at the end of what you were saying.
Why not during Pesach?
I mean, each day has an inception. So, Pnei may mean inception, being inception of a day of Pesach.
I don't know.
But it's not an easy thing
right.
to instruct.
So, anyway, Pnei and Pesach, Ramei Ramas Achiagia. Ramei says Achiagia, which we interpret now to mean till the beginning of Pesach. So, just like at Pesach means till before Pesach starts, at Pnei Pesach means before Pesach starts. Because every day is Pnei L'Chaveira, Rashi says. It's the beginning of the, is before its friend. So Mamela, according to Rabbi Yossi, we're saying we use the words in a non-clear manner. At Pnei can mean beginning, at Pnei can mean anywhere in the middle of. And Rabbi Yossi is saying we have to take into account that people use words non-clearly. Again, he can't explain himself because it's what he said that counts. He said the meaning, and if the people are machas l'afshelis reik, if this is the way people talk, so then it means can be any time during Pesach. That's what he said. And Rabbi Yossi says, and Rabbi Meir says, no, he means at pnei means the beginning. That's what the word said.
I
have to be honest there. Let me just be intellectually honest. By Nadarim, he could explain himself. But he's saying, I meant what the word said. He's explaining himself to say, if he would say, I meant something, the Gemara explains in the Dorim, which in Merchishem we will have, that you can explain the Dharm. Unlike Kedushin, Adam have to hear it at the time of Kedushin. By the Dharm, you have the right to explain the meaning of your word, as long as it's within the realm of what the word can mean. So Adpanei has many translations, so he has the right to explain himself. But what if he says, I meant what the word means? Well, that's a machlokes. To a mayor, the word means clarity. To Rabbi Yossi, you say it can mean non-clarity, which is the opposite of what they said here. That is the contradiction between the two. Zaktrashi, let me just read the next line. I'm Rabbi Chiyah Bavdi, I'm Rabbi Mechleves Hashita. So Rav said, you're right. Rav said, change that, right, Mishnah. It's a mayor that says it can mean any time during Pesach. Rashi. Zaktrashi. Ad HaPesach, Rashi is about 12 lines in the bottom, 10 lines in the bottom. Then you need Dharm. Kainim Sheni Nen Luch Ad HaPesach. I will not allow you to have pleasure from me till Pesach. Atzeret Shagia, where I will not have pleasure from you till Pesach. No, I think it means any Nen Luch. I think it means you won't have pleasure from me. A Mishenichnis Leo Rishon Mutter. As soon as the first night comes in, it's Mutter. If Amrat Shehei Pesach, it means as long as Pesach is still here, which means still after Pesach. There's no before Pesach here anymore. Pnei means the face of Pesach. Even though every day is, besides being Pesach itself, is also the day before the next day of Pesach. People don't speak non-clearly. It means the beginning, which is the face of all of them. Even the last day, the beginning of the day is pnei to the end of the day. So you really ask it to the last minute. That is what Rabbi Yossi says. What bothers us is that they're going with the opposite sheet that they said here. Rabbi Yossi said, when a person uses words, he means it clear, and Rabbi Meir says he does not. And for the Gemara, Mukhlevas Hashitas or Trashi, Hach de Nadarim. We change the one of Nadarim. Talk to Gemara Vaita Vatanya, and we have a Bryson that proves it. Zaklau, this is the rule. Kol Zamanah Kavuah, the Mishnah in Nadarim there differentiates between. When a person makes an edit to something that's set, like Pesach, which happens every year on the 15th day of Nisan, to things that are not necessarily set, like harvest season when it ends. It doesn't always end the same day. It's variable. So the Mishnah there, the Brisa says, anything that has a set time, B'yamat Pnei, Remei Rei Machiyete, Rebi Yaisi Machiyagia. So here you have it, turned around. Rabbi Yossi is the one that says people speak clearly, and Rabbi Meir says people enter into a suffix. Rashi, Batanya ben Chusa, calls his Zman Kavuah, Misper Yemei Meshach Zman Kavuah. The number of the days are set, Kikom Pesach v'yamtav. Lemute Kayetz, the Kutzer u'Butzer. Kayetz is the harvest of figs, Kutzer is the harvest of wheat, grain, and Butzer is the harvest of grapes. Just the terminology used for the harvest. There we say the guy means only before, because there's no way to say till after, because it's not definitive. It's not a definitive time. Even they meshul zmanu kavuah. Somebody can finish his harvest quickly. So the season starts the same time. Everybody starts harvesting the same time. Some people harvest quicker, some people harvest slower. So therefore, it means a set time, which is only set time you can have, is at the beginning. Zok de Gemara Vayter. Amar Abaya.
So we're not gonna punish him because he could explain himself, that's why?
He didn't explain it. He said, I meant what the words mean. If he explains himself, we listen to his explanation. That's a Gemara Nadar, Mishnah Nadar. But he didn't explain. He said, I meant what the words mean.
Don't we ask him what
he meant? He said, I meant what the words mean. I left it up to Bethan to decide, to Chazal to decide what the words mean. And I'll accept whatever that Psak is.
Depends on who you hold by.
Rabbi Machloikas, Rabbi Yaiti. Zot the Gemara, Rabbi Machloikas, Mishteki Tibonos. This is only true if a person has two sets. So therefore we say he might call young one of the first set older. Avo, Mishkat Achas. What if he has one set of three daughters? He has an older, a middle, and a younger. There's no two sets. It's one set. Diviakol Gdaila Mamish Ktana Mamish and Tsaras Mishmar Karila. He will not call the middle one older or younger. Because it's one set. So there's an older, a younger, and a middle one, which you'll call by its name, her name. Because when there's two sets, you might refer to the younger one in the older set as older because she's in the older set. And you'll refer to the oldest of the youngest set as older because she's the oldest of the youngest set. Whereas if there's three in one set, people don't refer to the middle kid as older because in one set, people use the term oldest, youngest, and if there's three, they use middle. Rashi. Machlokes is mistaken to bonus. Hasim hu de'ikul meimar. That's what we can say. Kol kat mishayna avet inish dekarik daila l'kai b'kachnia. He calls everybody in the first set daila vis-a-vis the kachnia. Kol kachnia. Sometimes he'll call the younger set young, even though there's an older one, because it's in reference to the relationship with the first set. Avakat achas shenoldu mi'isha achas. Emtsoas mishma karila. Plain is B.T.Y. He says her by name. Then Karlo like Dailo, but like Tani, he will not call her older or younger. Amalei Rav Adin by Masna Labaya. If that's the case, Elamiyata, Emtsoa Shivakat Shnia Tishkari. It says in the Mishnah, right, a guy has two sets of daughters, right? The mayor says everybody is usher besides the youngest. When he says Gedailo, everybody is usher besides the youngest. Why doesn't a mayor say everybody is usher besides the middle one and the youngest? If it's true that in one set you will not call the middle one older, so then why doesn't the Mishnah say that according to a mayor, the first set is usher because they're called older, the oldest of the second set is usher because she's called older, but the subsequent ones, number two and three, are not called older. Remeir says only the youngest is not called older. Seems to indicate that even number two in the second set will be referred to as older because she's still older than her younger sister. So why does the mission only take Ktanis and Ktanis? It should say Emtsois Uktanis and Ktanis. Zokta Gemara, Achamayaskinan, Shein Shabal Gdail Uktana. That's because Remeir is talking about each set only had two.
Hello.
You're right. Had it been the case, Remeir would have said the middle one is mutter. But it's not the case. So therefore, he couldn't say the middle one is mutter. Rashi. Going back in the Resha. The Mesapka, the whole Kachniya Begdaila. They were saying that the whole second group, right, should be considered maybe Gdaila. And Tsaras Lagabi Mank Tari Gdaila. What would the middle one be called Gdaila for? Ilav Lagabi Ktana. The Hukat of that he got. Alma Bekataka Spliki. Again, the Gemara Takash assumes there are more than two daughters. And therefore, automatically, by Remeir saying everybody is Gedaila except the youngest, you're telling me that the middle one is called Gedaila, even though it's only within its own set, vis-a-vis the Ksana. She'en sham kachnir shumam tzores. L'achitani asor uskumam. That's why he says they're all also besides the youngest. Avli yosam tzores. Had there been a middle one, havetari matnis chutzim naktanois shemiktanois. The younger ones of the younger group. Anybody not the oldest in the youngest group. So if a guy would have five daughters in the second group, four daughters would be mutter. That's what we're saying. The case of the Mishnah happens to be he only had one in each group. Zokta Gemara, Hachinami Mistabra. In fact, this answer makes a lot of sense. The Misa, if you're going to say the Ikka, that there are three in the group. So listen, why didn't it learn? Why didn't it learn that it should have said, Eini gdeile imgdeilo shebegdeilis, imgdeilo shebegtanis, imtsoas shebegtanis? Why doesn't it mention the word imtsoas? If you're right, your kasha was that the Mishnah seems to say that the middle one is Aser. Why did the Mishnah mention the middle one? I mean, the answer was there's only two. In the Hava meaning, we thought there were three. And then the Mishnah was saying everybody's Aser besides the youngest one. So why did the Mishnah mention the word middle? The Mishnah said, we don't know if he means the older set or the oldest of the younger set. Why did the Mishnah say, or the middle of the younger set? If there's three, the Mishnah should have spoken it out. So by the fact that the Mishnah never mentions the word middle, indicates that our answer is true. There are only two. Right? The Imika is the Ika. If there's a middle one, listening, let it say the middle one of the younger set. Rashi. The Trash Al-Khanami Mistab at the below.
Hello?
We lost him again.
What? Can you hear me?
Sorry. Yeah, now we can, Rabbi. Thank you.
I don't know what's going on here. I didn't even bang.
I was on the phone yesterday. Brand new phone.
Yeah. 22 years old.
I'm not getting a new phone.
We don't need a new phone, we need a new wire.
Part of the Amazon baby.
Actually, I am thinking about getting a new spider phone. Something, because it was extremely difficult for all people like to understand the word said last week.
A spider phone?
I had a spider
phone. What's a spider phone?
A spider phone is what we used to call a con.
Remember that tricon.
Well, that one that he couldn't hear it then. How much loy tanya lashmina by Isura? Shmamina sphere like the loy asir, it's not asir. Kriktani kulan asuras, but like him tossed, there's no middle one. Zug to Gemara, it's no raya. No raya. Again, we just wanted to prove it. We're going now to prove our answer or not to prove our answer. We answered the question. The question was, Abaye told us that the middle one would be mutter. The question was, so why did the Mishnah say it? Answer is because the Mishnah has no middle one. Then we said, oh, I can even prove to you that the Mishnah has no middle one. Because why didn't it mention it? So now the Gemara is going to deal with that, whether the proof is a proof or not. Not whether the answer is a possible answer. It's for sure a possible answer that the Mishnah is only talking about when he has two girls from each set. But now the Gemara is going to deal with, we wanted to prove the answer right. Is that a 100% proof, or can I wiggle out of the proof? Again, it wouldn't be a kasha, because I have a possible answer, but I wouldn't be able to prove the answer. So the Gemara Tameich, according to you, that you're proving your answer by the fact that it doesn't mention the middle one. And so it should be cut Mishaina. The Vaday Srek of Asir Lebitanila. Why doesn't it say the middle one of the first set? There for sure would be Asir. If a guy has three in the first set, right, all three would be Asir. They're all in the older set. Why didn't the Mishnah mention that? You're saying, had there been a middle one, the Mishnah would have said it. And so she became Rishayna. The Vade Asira, Im Yesh Nisham, if she's there, the Moidim, the Kolkat Rishayna, the Gabi Kachni, and Gedayan Karla, everybody agrees that the first set's called the older set, Vasura, Nisnibereisha. You shouldn't think that the middle one is mutter. In the race, it should have said it. Answer is, there could be a middle one, and the Mishnah doesn't mention it. So in the same thing in the end, could be a middle one, and the Mishnah is not saying, and that the middle one is hakaaser. You can't prove your answer by the fact that it doesn't mention the middle one. Because it didn't mention the middle one at the beginning, and there for sure it's aser. So the Gemara Hachi Hashta. Don't compare the first set and the last set. Hasam Tanik Tana Didali Yisura V'adin L'Hachdik Shishamina. By saying the youngest of the older set is older, for sure the middle one. There's no need to mention her. There was no need to mention the middle one of the older set. If the youngest in the older set is aser, for sure the middle one. Hachem Yisra D'Ikin Nisnet. But over here, it would have been a big Kiddush to say that the middle one is usher. Our proof is a good proof. Your question was, why doesn't it mention the middle one of the first set? Because there's no chiddush in the middle one of the first set. Even the youngest in the first set is usher. For sure, the middle one. Chiddush would have been that the middle one in the second set is usher. And the Mishnah doesn't say it. It's a raya that there is no middle one. So we remain with the answer in the second set. Rashi, Hachi Ashta. Bahila Itzchle in the first set. In the first set, there's no reason to mention the middle one. Even though our mission is talking about there's only two, they taste like a diet in the Avisham Tsaras Lavi Tani Kulon Asuras. Right? There's no Havamina that if there were a middle one, it wouldn't have said the same language, Kulon Asuras. They keep in the Tani Tanadi daily Surah. By saying the youngest is Usher, Bashmina de Karlo Gzaila, you call the youngest of the older set older, Koshkinam Zos, the Kshishamilah. For sure, the middle one, which is older. But in the second set, if the middle one were Usher, you have to tell me. I would never figure it out on my own, because I don't see a middle one. If you hold that the middle one is Usher, Mr. Behedjek should have said it. Finish Made Afi Asura. You shouldn't make the mistake and say there's only two. If there was a middle one in the second set, we should have heard about it. In the first set, there's no reason to hear about it. Tell me the youngest one is us, I know anybody older. In the second set, it would have been a Kiddush. By not telling me, that means it doesn't exist. Amar Lay Rabuna Bered of Yeshua the Rabba. So Rabuna Bered of Yeshua says to Rabba, if Abaye is right, that means anytime there's one set, right? The older means the older. The younger means the younger. And the middle one is not. And there's an older set, but then we entertain that people will use the word older for the youngest of the older set. Because there's two sets. But had there been one set, you only use older for the oldest and younger for the youngest. So go to Pesach, where it's one set, and you use the word pnei. So how could anybody say that maybe you mean the second day or the third day or the fourth day or the fifth day? It's one set. And in one set, we say, people are clear. What? Well, Pnei is the same as G'dayla or Aksana. It's a word that can be clear, but can be used in a non-clear way. If in one set, people are clear, which is what Abaye said. Abaye said, when do people not speak clearly? When there are two sets. But when there's one set, people speak very clearly. Older means oldest, younger means youngest. And the five in the middle would never be called older nor younger. So let's go to Pnei Pesach. He would never say The second day is called Pnei, the third day. That's in one set. You see, Abai is wrong. Amalai, you're right. That has nothing to do with our Shaila. We're retracting Pesach out of the Sugya. It's not a question of clarity. It's a question of interpretation. What does the word Pnei mean? Not that there are multiple interpretations and we say people speak unclearly. Not true. In one group, people speak clearly. The question is, what is the clear interpretation of the word Pnei? Has nothing to do with Makas Yiddish Nafshel Sveika. Which means, our question before, from Pesach to our Kedushin, was a mistake to begin with. That is not a question of doubt. That is a question of what does the clear interpretation of the word mean. Hasa, Belishna Ba'alma Kabligi. Ma'asa Ba'apnei Pesach means at Kama Pescha, before Pesach. Ma'asa Ba'adimifni Pescha, till Pesach leaves. What does Pnei mean? Comes or leaves? That's the Machlokes. Has nothing to do with Suffolk. And therefore, the whole Gemara that asked for contradiction is no longer a contradiction. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, about Pesach or Pligi. There's those that say Pnei can be the second, the third, the fourth, because there's later. And the answer is Hasan Belishan Dalma Pligi. The Manda Asher Lab Mishul the Sphere Lay. The Chol Shiesh Mucham Imenu Kor Pnei. The one that answers, it's not because anything later is called Pnei that has anything later. The Mashma Lay, the Lashem and the other Mifni Pescha. He translates the Pnei means when Pesach leaves. Kamar Shah Pesach Ponui Parinev Oiver. Okay. Dr. Mishnah Vaitre. Very interesting. You know, if I were writing Masechtas Kedushin, the next Mishnah would have been almost all the way at the beginning. Because a lot of the Yesodos of Kedushin are going to be laid down here that we didn't have before. We mentioned them before, but this is where the Gemara speaks it out. The concept of Eidus, what Eidus does, is here more than it is anywhere else. But this is the way Rav Ashi and Ravina wrote it, so this is the way we're learning it. Yes.
Just a parenthetical observation. Number one, it's a very elegant way of getting out of the argument, which is to redefine the terms. But this discussion of qualities like beginning, middle, and ending, at the time of the redaction of the Gemara, had been going on for 900 years. So, essentially a millennia on these terms. So, if anybody's interested, I can explain it to them at some time.
Dr. Mishnah. Haimer Leisha Kidashticha. Man walks over to a woman and says, I was Mekadesh you. You had a marriage like Kidashtani. It never happened. Now, the Gemara is going to speak out. At the beginning, the Gemara is going to question this. I'm cheating. And I'm telling you the end of the Gemara. He's claiming, I did Kedushin in front of witnesses. I married you. The witnesses are gone, but I married you. She says, never happened. There are no witnesses here. His word versus her word. The halacha is, who asher b'koyveseh, he's not allowed to marry her sister, her mother, her daughter, her granddaughter. He mutaris b'koyveseh, she can marry his brother. We don't know that she got married. He's claiming he got married. It's called shavya nafshi chaticha d'isura. He said, I'm married to this woman. For yourself, you have to consider yourself married. You can't marry her. What? Shavya Anapsha, he made on himself Chaticha di Isura. He made it a piece of Isser. It's usually used when a person comes in and says, this meets Treif. We discussed this, right? He had married Kidashtani Buamalai Kidashtuch. What if it's the opposite? She claims he married her and he says he never did. Again, she can't marry his brother. She can't marry his father. She can't marry his son. He can marry anybody he wants to. He's denying the marriage ever took place. Let's catch up with Rashi. He made it in himself a piece of Isser by the Asa with his admission. weiter. Kidash Nicha. He says to her, I married you. V'yoy maris l'kidash talabiti. You married my daughter. I have a 10-year-old daughter. You married my 10-year-old daughter. Who asked him a crime is Gedailah? He can't marry the relatives of the older one because he claims he married her. Ugdailah Muktaris Mekraibov, and she can marry his relatives. Who Mutar Mekraibov is Ktana? Ktana Muktaris Mekraibov. He can marry the Kraibov of the Ktana, but he claims he never married her. Right? So he can marry her relative, and she can marry his relative because a mother can't marry off her daughter. So her claim that you married my daughter is meaningless. And she can't make Shavya Anamsha on her daughter. She can only talk about herself. Kidashti is Bitcha. He says, I married your daughter. V'yay maris le'kidashta lo'isi. No, you married me. He who asr b'kraivas ketana, who he claims he married, ketana mutaris b'kraivavs, and ketana is mutar and his relatives, because ketana never agreed there was a kedushin. And who married her off? Who mutar b'kraivas kedayla, because he claimed he never married her, ketayla asur b'kraivav, but she claims she did marry him. So again, the rule, the point of this mission, and the Gemara is going to want to know why we need all these cases, is that one and the same. If you say something, you believe for yourself. You not believe for anybody else. Yes, doctor.
I may be asking, this may come up later, but this concept has bothered me where it's come up before. We're talking about something with the risk of a very serious consequence of the Marva Mamzerim. Does the factor that no marriage exists except the pleasure of patience?
No.
Then I don't understand how you can have a superposed woman who is both married and unmarried.
You don't. We don't know that they're married.
Agreed. But it's enough that...
Why is it enough?
It's enough that she's asked certain people and not others.
That's because... Okay. So now you're asking Kasha that the Mefarshim ask. And that is, she shouldn't be able to marry anybody because she's claiming she got married. And the answer is, you're right. She can't marry anybody, but if he dies... Then she can marry anybody besides his relatives. But Mefarshim to ask this question. They say, if she's Shavan Avshakatikha Yisura, forget about his relatives. She can't marry anybody. She claims she's an Ajazish.
Right.
Answer is, he died. He died. So now he's not an Ajazish, even according to her. Now the question is, can she marry his brother? The answer is no. Can she marry his father? The answer is no. Rashi. Dr. Ashi, Mutter Mekrevis Ketana, Shein Ima Nemenesala. A mother is not believed to say she married off a daughter. Only a father is. Vavienet Shecha Get. And she doesn't need a get because she claims she never married me. Diboy Get, if we would require a get, Havalagrushasai, then automatically she would become his divorced wife, Vanessa Mekrevis El. He wouldn't be able to marry her relatives. She claims, you married me. Or whatever the case was, right? If we would require a get, then she would become usher. We can't require a get. Ketana habas, gedayla ha'em. Ketana means the bas, gedayla means the mother. Zok de gemar weiter. Ha'emer le'isha le'kadishticha. So now we're going to go through why the Mishnah has multiple cases that seem to repeat themselves. Zok de gemar ha'tzricha. Yashmin ha'gabedi day, b'shem de'gavra le'ich b'slay. If you would tell me that he says he married her, and she denies it, that we let her marry anybody, I would say because men are more apt to lie about such things. Because he can say he married her, and he can still marry 25 other women. It doesn't impede him only from marrying a few ladies. Mashenkin, if she says, I got married, she's answering herself to the whole world. So maybe we should believe her even vis-a-vis him. Here's a lady that's saying, I got married. I'm an HSH. That's a big step. A man that says he got married to a woman? Okay, so there are 5 women he can't marry now. There's 1.5 million that he can. The woman that says she got married, unless he dies, is stuck for the rest of her life. So Mamela, I would think, when don't we believe one party for the other party? He'll say a thing like this. If she's not 100% sure that it's true, therefore, we should believe her for him. We should not allow him to marry her relatives based on this woman's claim. Anybody that asks himself with his dibur is nesar, or mishloi asar atzma in a nesar. Gabi today, tamik is ashtichol the mitzvah yibikrevav. We don't believe him vis-a-vis her. She be yud shakura meshaker. He'll lie. But gabi li ikmaslei meisar atzma krevav sel chinam. What we do? So he's asar with five ladies. Big deal. Or mikri bi amik is ashtichol. I'm gonna get you. He'll lie. Aber iik yu amik is ashtichol. He's asar nashar kula alma. Actually, it's not get, unless he gives her a get or dies. He loved the Kimla the Kaddish. If she's not 100% sure to have Amr, she would have never said it. Therefore, she should be believed. He shouldn't be allowed to marry her relatives. Even if he doesn't give her a get. So therefore, the Kiddush of the Mishnah is that she's still not believed vis-a-vis him. Yes?
He's answering on her. That will take, that means all his children will be usher.
I lost you. I don't know what you mean by what case. Who claimed they're married? He claimed I married this woman. He's not allowed to marry her sister, her mother, her daughter, her granddaughter.
Okay, now, what? How about his children?
From who? She's their father's wife, according to him. No, they probably could. He never can ask for his children. He can't ask for his children either.
That was the question.
No, they can marry whoever they want.
Yeah.
Shavya Navshi is very personal. Only him. Doesn't affect anybody else. Dr. Kvavat. Kizashticha via Maris, the next case. I married you, and she said, you married my daughter. Asulamali, what's the Kiddush of their case? Yitzchak. Salkadai d'chamina, mid'raisa hem n'rachman al'av. We know the Torah trusts that the father is beaten the Sarti l'chazem. Mid'rabbanon hem n'uli didah. Maybe d'rabbanon trusts her. Maybe there's a new halacha. A mother is allowed to be believed that she married her daughter off rabbinically. B'titzer brata b'dibura. Kamash malon did not. Meaning, there is no rabbinic belief on a woman that she married her daughter off, that her daughter got married. A father is believed to say his daughter got married. A mother has no belief at all. Rashi, b'drabbonon hamnu rabbonon l'imal abbas, t'chicha get, b'titzer b'kray v'esaf. Maybe when the mother says, my daughter got married to this person, she's believed enough to ask her daughter to marry this guy's relatives. Kamash malon, mom has no nemanos about her daughter. Right. What? The Gemara is going to get involved in that. At this point, we don't know. The Gemara is going to explain that all these cases are talking about the word. But again, I'm cheating because the Gemara at the beginning is going to say not that way. But at the end of the day, everybody that's claiming Kedushin is saying there were witnesses. No witnesses, no Kedushin. That's what we're going to get into as we go along the sugya. Yes.
I mean, we're dealing with legal states here. Is this a fetish? I mean, women are not allowed to give testimony.
Not testimony. Uh-huh. And the monist doesn't have to be testimony. There's a Gemara later on in Kedushin that a woman is believed to say, this is my son. All these things, they are believed. There's sometimes you believe not in halacha of Edus, but because the Torah trusted you. Makes no difference.
When the mother's not believed, does that mean the brother is also not believed?
Nobody's believed except the father.
Okay, thank you.
Kedashti is Vitcha. Hasul Amali. What's the last case? He said I was Mekadosh your daughter, right? I was Mekadosh your daughter, and she said you were Mekadosh me. So she's believed about herself, and he's believed about himself. What's the Kiddush? Dr. Gemara, you're right. There is no Kiddush. I need to tell her, tell her not me her. Since it said the case that she claimed it was a daughter and he claimed it was her, so we wrote the opposite case. He claimed it was the daughter and she claimed it was her. But there's no Kiddush in the last case that we wouldn't have figured out on our own. Moderation that he claims he married her, and she says no. So life kaifinika v'leibavakshinika. There's no reason to force him, no reason to ask. She's a free woman. She claims she never married him. She can marry anybody she wants. What are we asking him for a get for? What are we forcing him to give a get? To do what? To free her? She's free. She said I never got married. Ella seifa. So what happened was she claimed she married him, and he said no, I didn't. And now this woman is in a predicament. She's an ageous ish. So do we force him to give a get so she should be able to get married? Or do we beg him to give a get? Dr. Gemara, Bishlam Mavaksham Lachai. I can understand. I don't know how he translates Lachai. It means it's understandable. That's how I understand it. I've translated. How do you translate the word Lachai?
Very well.
What?
Okay. Very well.
Meaning, it's understandable. We ask him, do her a favor. I have a kaif and a mai. Why force him? He said he never married her. Why are you forcing him to give a get? Because this lady decided to claim that she got married, so we should force him to give a get? He doesn't want to give a get. I never married her. I'm not going to agree that I ever married her. You want to beg him? Do the lady a favor? Free her? I can understand. Be about chesed, it's a serious me tshuva, you want to do tshuva, good day. But to force him? Why? Dr. Gemara. I'll beg him to give a get. I'm a rav. If nothing, get me. That's my kaifanaisalitinsubub. If on his own, without us asking him, says, you know what, I'll give you a get. The minute he says, you know what, I'll give you a get, that's a tacit admission that he had married her. Again, he said, I never married you. And we never got around to begging him to give a get. On his own, he said, but I'll give you a get. Yeah, you're a very nice guy, but there's something fishy here that you're willing to give a get before you even ask to give a get. Therefore, we say, you must have married her, and we make him pay up the mitzvah. Rashi. In a place where they wrote ksubah tarusa. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Kaifin lit my get. Why kaifin nigga didn't she come in a get? There's plenty of mitzvahs for kaifin. She can get married. Be by get, have a mitzvah b'achav. If we would need a get, we would ask her. That would be like grushas achav. Ella say, but I'm a kiddashtani to buy a get. You need to get. Bishlam, I'm a vaccine man who can get. Lachai, makes sense. You turn up my kosher. Let's ask him to grab his out. You're begging him to give a get, even though it'll cost him. He won't be able to marry her sister or her mother or her daughter. Right. Today, Latir Linasa, in order she should be able to get married, obviously he doesn't want to marry her. Shmaita, the rabbi, Shmuel, Adodi, Yitmar. Loi lachlik zuazubo. They're not arguing with each other. One's adding,
screw up, which is she's us to a coin no matter what. She's either us to a coin because she's an ish, or she's us to a coin because she's
unless he dies.
Unless he dies.
Right. Zakti Gemara, right. If my name, Amar Vachabad, Amar Rav, Amar Vachabad, Amar Vachabad, Amar Rav, Kaifin Amar Vachshin. Tarti, it's contradiction. Do we force or do we ask? Hungry Gemara. Vachshin Mimena Litten Get. Dasame Yatsmai, Kaifin Aysa Litten Tzuba. Period. That's the end of explanation of our Mishnah. Now we're going into another Shiloh. Boy, my name is Rav Yehuda. I'm sorry, I'm Rav Yehuda. Somebody has an eight echad watching the kedushin. Reuven is mekadesh Leah, and one eight is watching. It's worthless. It's meaningless. There's no marriage. The eight tells us, "I saw it." It's meaningless. Boy, my name is Rabbi Yehuda. Shneim moidemai. What if a husband and a wife come in and say, "We got married. No eidim. We got married." Her daughter's about in. He admits he married her. She admits she married him. He gave me a ring. We drank a l'chaim. We had kedushin. What's the halacha? Now let's remember, in a monetary transaction, if two people come in and say they did the transaction, they're believed. Somebody comes in and says, "I sold this sitter to him." And the guy says, "Yeah, I bought the sitter." So it's his sitter. How about by kedushin? Both parties agree. There's not argument. Both. In the lie, Rafi Yadai. First he said it is the kedushin. Then he said it wasn't the kedushin. He wasn't sure. On that note, we will continue with tomorrow.